Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Bully Effect. I am your host, Penny Jean, and I want to say thank you to everybody tuning in, and a special thank you shout-out to Star FM 95.1, the heart of New York. Well, before we get to this evening's guests, let me tell you what's coming our way next Monday and Tuesday. Monday, the one, the only, Anastasia will be live here on The Bully Effect. Tuesday, it will be Frank Polangi. He will be live here, so stay tuned. And today, without further ado, everybody who follows both Twitter and Facebook, the show's link, The Bully Effect, they will take notice that I have help, and I've been having help for the past year, just about. And our guest is the one who has been helping me out, the one, the only, Stephen Lewis. Welcome to the
Well, hello. Thank you for having me on the show again.
Not a problem, not a problem. I've been anticipating this one. So
pardon
how
me,
are
what's
you
that?
Doing? I said I have been anticipating this one.
Do you have a harder questions for me this time?
Well, we will have some questions and maybe some surprise callers. So, you know, you hang in there. But until then, we've got some new listeners out there listening to this evening's episode. So very briefly, introduce yourself.
Okay, my name is Stephen Lewis. For the last 4 years, I've been an amateur writer online, been out of the closet for the last 4 years, and I've become an LGBT activist online, and my work seems to have inspired many people over the period of time. By being myself and I enjoy helping others, and I've been blessed to be part of the Bully Effect for the past almost a year now.
Mhm. Yes, and you are quite a little helper too. And being that you just said you've been out of the closet for 4 years now. Well, The Bully Effect will be celebrating its one-year anniversary in October. Or 4 years, sorry. 4 years. 4 years, Stephen. 4 years.
Yeah, it just seems like it was 3 years yesterday.
Yeah. Yep. Just seems like it was 3 years yesterday. Yeah. So, since this is The Bully Effect, so everything mostly what is talked about, is everything that's going on in the bully community, anti-bully community, LGBT community. Do you still get cyberbullied, Steven?
Well, you and I have both seen them together. They seem to come out of the woodwork when we least expect them. I was thinking how people seem to wear wolves clothing, or be wolves in sheep's clothing. You know, it's like you think you can trust people, then you realize they're not who they appear to be.
Yeah, exactly right. And before we, you know, back into that subject, he thinks he doesn't have a radio voice, but he's got the perfect male tone for a radio voice. Just putting that in there, Steven. Just putting that in there.
Really.
I had to put that in there. So we're going to go ahead and move on to our next question here. Growing up, as you were going through school, because we're somewhere around the same age in that vicinity, did you know at all that you were gay?
There were certain hints early on, but I think it was more of puberty and onwards that it occurred to me, yes.
Okay. And then 4 years ago, what made you come out?
I think what it was is that I was tired of living a lie. Depression had a major role in it. I didn't feel I was living my life. Too many tragedies and different sorts of things going on through my life. And it's like I suddenly felt like I was hitting rock bottom. And just one move in my life changed my life quite remarkably in a different direction. And it has actually been beneficial to my personal beliefs.
Okay. We know what the word gay means. We know what the word lesbian means. Bisexual, transgender, we have a pretty good idea via the show yesterday. Now, here's a word that some people do not have a clear definition on, and maybe you are the right person to help us out with this. What's the definition of pansexual?
Oh, I try not to use that word because most people are confused. I think I can more identify with pansexuality because it's about being attracted to a human being regardless of gender. It's about the heart within the soul. And it doesn't have to be a physical attraction. I feel attracted to at least one transgender woman out there. She knows who she is. It's a different interpretation than what people may think of, say, bisexuality. You know, it's like I've always been attracted to people's hearts, regardless of shape or size, mentality. I mean, there's just something I've always seen in people, beauty within. I think that's what, to my, at least my best knowledge, what pansexuality is.
Okay, so we're going to say this. Pansexual is the mental attraction towards somebody regardless of gender.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. All right, we have a caller calling in. Hi, Caller, you're live on the Bully Effect.
Hi, this is John Hassel.
Hey, oh. Mr. Hassel, good to hear you.
Hey, Stephen. Glad to call.
Okay, and I want to thank you again for calling into the Bully Effect.
You're
welcome. Stephen, you talk about Mr. Hassel to me quite often. Okay, how did he play a pivotal role in your writing?
He basically opened up my realm of imagination 35 years ago as my fifth grade teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember those days remotely, but I remember those days where, I mean, school was not great, but I had a great teacher. I had dealt with my own bullies back then. But Mr. Hassel here made the class very enjoyable. He was a very stand-up teacher, rare thing to find, even 35 years ago.
Hmm. Mr. Hassel, how do you feel about that?
I've got tears in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You just never know. Teaching, I don't believe that the most important part of teaching is to get high test scores. I believe the thing to do is the product that happens 15, 20, 25, 35 years later. And it gives me pleasure that at least with one student, I did something that was memorable.
And very memorable. And let me tell you, from somebody looking in on, Stephen's life and such, you have been such an inspiration to him that, you know, a year ago, I seen how he was, like, into his writing, but I also seen how he was, like, into anti-bullying, and he is just, you know, well done, Mr. Hassel. Well done.
Thank you.
Stephen?
I want to say thank you, Mr. Hassel. We briefly met about a month ago. After 35 years, we really didn't have much time to chat, and I really wanted to reach out to you and thank you from the bottom of my heart that how much you, what you did for me 35 years ago. I mean, you show what things that Penny Jean and I try to do on a daily basis is try to make a small difference out there in some shape or form, and you've got a lot. I'm sure you have plenty of students who say the same thing. We do love and appreciate you.
Thank you very much. I've been in touch with a couple of other students. Do you remember Charlie Grimm?
Yes, I recall that. Yes.
Yep. And Charlie had a hard time in fifth and sixth grade, and wasn't a great student or anything. He still can't spell very well, but he's running a huge business in Anchorage, Alaska, doing all kinds of limousine services and picking up flight crews at the airport and helping out the firefighters and all kinds of things. So
wow.
For me, you know, and he has expressed the same kind of thank you to me as you did. And so we must have been doing something right together. You know, some kind of a hookup that allowed you to discover yourself, even if it took a while.
It's been a journey, but I don't regret the journey that you made part of, because much what you started 35 years ago started a domino effect of what you may see today.
Yeah. I know I was doing some things that were new to me then on the teaching of writing, and I just wondered what it was that you remembered of the things that we did that have stuck with you.
I don't remember quite what, but I just remembered I had the bug that I'd write countless pages, probably long paragraphs and run maybe a few run-on sentences, but I remember I probably was the fastest student who wrote in the class that kept on writing and writing. And you encouraged us, you wanted us to write things, and I just would come up with some wild things off the wall. That's what I recall.
Okay. Yeah, well, one of the things that I, for me was just to be open with and accept what you wrote, not trying to put you into a little box and make you write, you know, the five-paragraph essay or something like that. But the best way to learn how to write is to write, and that's what I tried to encourage you to do. So.
Well, I've always, I still carry a little calligraphy with my own writing. My writing is very small, but very readable, legible. So, I mean, but it you know, it's like I'm very, when I sit down and really write, you know, it's like I have to have my precise type of pen to do what I do.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen your handwriting, but I've seen a lot of your writing on Facebook. I really, really appreciate seeing the things that you're putting down, and you get your message across very well. You have a nice style, and keep writing. Keep writing. Your style will still develop further. So I encourage you to keep putting your ideas on paper, because what you're saying is very meaningful. And like you said, you haven't been able to write about these subjects for very long. And it's obviously a touchstone for a lot of people.
I try to keep focused on whatever I want to write. You know, I sit down and it just seems to flow through me, and I try not to be fake. People know when I want to be humorous to when I want to be serious. You know, it's like I want people to know that, hey, this is me. I'm not trying to pull a facade on you. If you like what I write, great. If you don't, that's fine with me. I enjoy writing, and you can't take that away from me. No.
And that comes across. It comes across that what you write is from the heart, and you're not trying to manipulate anybody. It's a true message, and I think that obviously you have an audience. So keep it up.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
And I want to thank you, Mr. Hassel, for taking the time again to call into the Bully Effect. And as a parent myself, I want to thank you for being an educator, because that takes a lot of heart and dedication in itself.
Thank you very much. I feel honored that Stephen wanted me to be on the program with him and that you gave me the call. You made my week. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you made my life, sir.
I got tears in my eyes. Thank you, Stephen.
I love you, brother.
Okay. Maybe we can get together again.
I'm sure it's in the stars. We'll see you again. Each other.
Okay, ma'am. All right. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You too. So what did you think of that, Mr. Stephen?
Well, I got a little teary myself.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great man. I can't speak highly enough for him. There's not enough words to show my respect. You know.
So, if you could say, I'm going to go ahead and say this for the both of us: we need a lot more teachers like him in the world.
And we also need to thank people, you know, out there who do inspire us mm-hmm. and do make a difference in our lives, no matter how big or small. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, show a small appreciation, because you know that people like us and our work, we can do make a difference. It's not, we're not here for the gratitude. We're here because we care, you know? And
exactly. So, for you being a part of the Bully Effect for almost a year now, Stephen, how does it make you feel to be a part of the Bully Effect?
You've had my 200%. I have never worked so hard in my life on, and it is a hard job to do. I'm glad you've given me the freedom of creativity. You've never judged a post of mine, but at the same time, I'm trying to do by you, right by you, the audience, the voices, and the page, and you know everything.
Well, you are doing a phenomenal job. You know, it takes a certain, you know, not everybody can do. I mean, I guess everybody could do it if they wanted to, you know, in their own way. It may not be writing. It may be something else. What you
I mean,
do.
I'm not Justin Preston. I'm not Bud Collier, great man. I'm not like some of these. We got some young people that I want to get on the show, do the YouTube project against
mm-hmm.
bullying. It's like I want to see these people, young people, get more involved, and I'm proud of them that they're out there and they want to get their voices heard, and that's what it's all
mm-hmm.
about. It's not about
yes,
saying
it
words. It's about saying, hey, you're not alone. That's our message, and
yes,
we can help one or two people one at a time out there. It's all worth it. Every second counts.
Yes, it is. Yes, it does. And let me tell you, you may not be a Justin Preston. You may not be, you know, a Michael Knowlt. But let me tell you who you are. You're Stephen Lewis. And that's a good thing.
It's funny to hear you say the one and only.
That's right, the one and only, because there is only one you.
I love you, sister. You and I click so well together. I appreciate our friendship, you know.
As do I, and I love you too. You know, you're like a, how do I, you know, you're like a brother from another mother. That's how we're going to say that.
Yeah,
you know,
even a weird uncle to your little one.
Oh, yes, 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 to Miss Rylan. What's the Uncle Grumpy. She calls you Uncle Grumpy.
he's
I
a good kid. I don't care what
grumpy.
They say about
yeah.
her.
You know, that's because she's like, you know, she sees that you're into the grumpy cat, so that's where she picked up on Uncle Grumpy. But
the point of the grumpy cat and many things is that we have to
mm-hmm.
have a balance of our serious side. We, you know, when I post things, I can't just be serious. I have to have a balance. If we don't have a balance,
right.
Just being the negativity will just eat us alive. We have to have some balance in our life, positivity. We have to be able to laugh at ourselves, you know, and that's what I try to balance in what I do.
Exactly. Exactly.
I wish I could find more things humorous for the Bully Effect, but this is too serious of a subject, but I'm out there looking, even when I'm serious.
Right. Right. I think balance has a lot to do with it. You got that one right, Stephen. But we are approaching the end of this evening's episode. And I think you did a fantastic job.
I think I did a little better than last time.
I think you are getting and the handle of radio. But, again, thank you. And I want to thank Mr. Hassel out there for calling in with myself and Stephen. And again, next Monday, live here on The Bully Effect, Anastasia, she will be live here, and then Frank Falangi. And I am going to let Mr. Stephen Lewis close this radio show out. We're not victims. What are we, Stephen?
What's that?
I said we are not victims. What are we?
We are survivors, we are fighters.
We are survivors, we are fighters, and we are voices. So on the behalf of myself and Stephen Lewis and Mr. Hassel, who had called in previously, do not be a victim, be a voice, and let your voice be heard around the world. You have been listening to Blog Talk Radio's The Bully Effect. I am your host, Penny Jean, saying have a fabulous weekend. Thank you, Stephen. You have a wonderful night.
Thank you. You too.